Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the Percocets podcast. The man in front of me, your favorite drug dealer, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. This is like a East Coast, West Coast podcast. I'm Snoop Dogg, your Dr. Dre, and this is Puffy.
Yeah.
We got Puff Daddy. What the fuck happened to your face?
Dude, I am fucking in so much pain right now.
You got your wisdom teeth pulled down?
Nah. So what happened was I went to go do a root canal on Thursday, last Thursday, and it went well.
Yeah, in Mexico?
Sounds like it's a good one.
And it went well. I paid $1,200. It went well. They thought they were going to do four canals. They did, ended up doing three. I don't know
in
what
the same on the same tooth?
On the same tooth. I don't know what the fuck that means, but whatever.
Yeah.
they told me, it's good. It's good. We thought we were going to need it to do four. We only did three. I was like, okay.
Three holes. And the guy's doing this. Like, three holes.
He's doing this.
Three holes. I'm telling you.
And then Saturday, I eat pizza. And the thing is, I ate the
pizza. You ate the day after? So you had
Saturday.
Your root canals on Thursday?
Three canals.
Thursday.
At what time?
11.
Okay.
11 a.m.
And they told you
Don't
eat for an hour.
Oh,
and then,
is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Don't eat for an hour in general because your face is frozen and you might bite off your tongue. Oh. And then they told me if you're going to eat, just eat on the right side. So whatever. So you know, Saturday I get pizza at work because I won a contest because I'm the best, and I got a free lunch. So I was too excited to eat.
Isn't it funny? I stopped to work, and I say, "Hi guys, I'm here for work," and they're like, "You won a contest! Yay me!"
And this is him a week after the operation. Yeah. Imagine on Friday.
Yeah, imagine.
I wasn't even.
He's dribbling.
Yeah. I was.
You won't buy a car. Yeah.
No, I was bad on
You're
Thursday.
So brave. He's so brave.
I've been employed a month 4 times.
Stop it! You're hurting me.
My mom say I'm beautiful.
Thursday was bad because half my face was frozen, and so then I burnt the roof of my mouth on Saturday, and then on the pizza because I got too excited. And then what happened was
I love that he said that. This is amazing. I got too excited because for a while he was blaming the pizza, and I was like, "It's not that." He's like, "Oh, the fuck! And it's not the pizza's fault."
It is the pizza's fault.
Well, no, it was on fire. You have to wait.
Look, bro.
If you put something hot in your mouth, it's your fault putting the hot thing in your mouth.
And this was delivery pizza.
This was Domino's. Yeah.
It's never too hot.
I don't know. They always bring in really fat. We're like their best clients.
Wait, so. Didn't you get into a fight with them?
No. I got into a fight with the Domino's on Jean Talon.
So these are the good Domino's.
These are the Domino's in Dorval. So I'm chill with them. They're chill with us. We hook them up. They hook
Just
us
side
up.
Side note, before we continue speaking of delivery, did you see the message I sent you?
Which one?
Yeah, I don't think you noticed the screenshot.
No.
I ordered a salad earlier.
Oh, and delivery guy's Pantelis?
The delivery guy was Pantelis, delivering two Pantelis.
That's amazing.
I gave him 25% tip.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck, the app's broken because it says Pantelis has your order. I go, what the fuck? And then I look, it's just some dude named Pantelis.
How much of a mindfuck was that in the...
It was weird because it's so rare. It's very, like,
yeah,
Pantelis delivering two Pantelis is crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
So shout out to Pantelis. Carry on.
What was I saying? Oh, so I burnt the roof of my mouth and then to... compensate for eating, I ate more in the rear of my mouth, in the back, where the wisdom teeth are. Hey. And what happened was, because my wisdom teeth don't have enough room, what happened was that it ended up inflating my gums, and now my wisdom teeth bite into my gums.
Okay.
So I'm fucked, basically. I woke up to, and I went to the dentist. I went to the pharmacist. And
Which is like a dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I go to
him. Poor man's dentist.
Yeah.
Bro, do you have anything for the pain? And he goes, no, we don't have nothing here.
So I'm like, okay. That's a lie.
Yeah, this is a pharmacy. We don't have anything for
the
pain.
It's like going to Canadian Tire. Do you guys have tires? No.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so that pissed me off. And then my dentist.
This is a pharmacy, sir. We don't carry any of that shit.
And then he asked me, didn't your dentist prescribe you anything? I go, because I told him about the root canal, and I go, no. And he was like in shock.
My dentist is in a basement, and he's Pakistani, sir. He doesn't have all his paperwork in order.
Why didn't your dentist give you pain medication?
Because he's
fucking
retarded.
I just described the reason.
Anyways. so I was.
Is he like a budget? He's like
not even. They're an order of dentists.
They're an order?
Yeah, they're not like disorganized. Okay. They have a,
you know, like
they
the
know
holy,
who comes in first and who there's an order.
You know, like the holy order, the holy order of crusaders.
No,
it's like that, but for dentists.
Okay,
so they kill Muslims.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's a fucking. Anyways, whatever.
It's a real dentist, is what.
You're yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have like a secret group.
No. They're a big. They're a conglomerate of dentists and at this location.
But they eat pizza in a basement?
No.
But they organize together.
Yeah.
In secret or in public?
In public.
The Jews. Okay.
What?
Hmm?
So, anyways.
Kanye hates those dentists.
Yeah. He hasn't been to a dentist since 96.
So I left from the pharmacist, and then yesterday, the day was going relatively well, and dude, today, I woke up in severe pain.
It sounds like you have a cold.
Yeah, I thought you were sick.
I know, but it's not. It's because everything is, the top is burnt, so every time I swallow, it burns.
That burnt for a few days, like,
how
was this pizza, bro? What are you, a hippopotamus? How do you just, you feel that it's hot, you're not a horse, like, you feel, you're a human being, you have instincts. I know,
yeah, don't you do like, oh, fuck, spit it out.
I did.
Going, fire in my chest.
What do I do? How fast are these? Stop eating it, just stop
swallow
eating it.
Swallow more, swallow. Okay, so I'll get some water. I don't have water. I have pizza. Pizza's good.
I think
it doesn't make any sense.
I think what got me was the oil, because it was very oily, and when it's because it was pan pizza, so when there's a lot of oil, it was hot. That's oil.
Disgusting. You're making me. I had a craving for pizza when we started this, and now I'm disgusted.
Good.
Oily, greasy, burning.
Burning
pizza.
Too.
Yeah. So
anyways, pizza was a trap.
So anyways, I leave the pharmacist. So today I wake up, and then I pull up to the pharmacist.
I'm just curious. Did you explain the fire pizza scenario to the pharmacist?
I just said I burnt the roof of my mouth.
Okay, but you didn't say how?
No.
He didn't ask?
No.
Okay.
He didn't want to know.
Because I feel like that's why he didn't want to give you prescription medication. He's like, this retard's not getting drugs.
So yeah, you can't give a prescription to someone that eats hot food too fast.
Because he thinks he's lying. Yeah. He's like, he burnt it on a hot crack pipe or something. Yeah.
So then what happened was, this morning I was pissed. So I go, I was told there's an aura gel for pain.
You were told?
Yeah.
By who?
By people. That it exists.
Aura gel is for teeth and gums.
No. Yeah, but the for pain. Basically,
but it's just it freezes your gums.
Yeah.
Well, my gums.
Fire.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna put that on the roof of your mouth.
I told him that. Even on the website, it says that it's just it's not for that.
Yeah. Anyway, so I
got mad at the doctor that the pharmacist didn't prescribe aura gel for the fire.
He didn't tell me about it.
And you don't even need a prescription for that. It's a little tube. It looks like a tube of toothpaste.
Well, no, not a prescription, but he told me there was nothing at least for the pain.
This is amazing.
But aura gel just freezes, so it's not for the pain.
No, but I don't feel the pain after if it freezes.
But if it freezes, you're not going to be able to swallow. Like if you freeze your whole mouth.
Yeah, it's like it's supposed to be for spots. Like it's spot treatment. It's not your entire mouth just numbing your whole mouth.
Oh, I was going to do just the burnt spot.
But because you were, what's funny is I could see why the pharmacist just wanted you out of there. He kind of like, I'm going last week. Motherfucking pizza. Can you help me? I was like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
So then I pull up today. And bro, I didn't even wait in line. I go, come here. The same guy. I go, come here. But you told me there was nothing for the pain. You lied. There's fucking aura gel. He goes, yeah, it's for the pain. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in fucking pain, bro. So he gets fucking scared. And he's like, look.
Of course he gets scared.
It's not going to do anything. It's not going to de-swell. So you just, you know, and you
you're
might even
masking
get.
Masking the pain.
Yeah, you might even get more hurt because you're masking the pain.
You're putting a bandit over a broken foot.
Yeah, basically. I'm like, okay. He goes, so I'm like, fuck. So I go to my dentist.
You're putting ice on AIDS.
Yeah. You got AIDS, so you have an ice pack.
Yeah. Say it better hot or cold for AIDS.
Put it on my knee. Where do I put it?
So I go to the dentist, and the dentist, I go, yo, this and that. My right side of my mouth is fucked up. Anyway, so they do like a inspection on me, like I'm a car. And
there's semen trapped between your teeth.
No. So they check every tooth, and they're like, yeah, bro, I know you didn't have a problem before with your wisdom teeth, but that's because you never ate on that side. But you never had the room, so you got to get your wisdom teeth out. So they're like, yo, it's bad back there. So like, look, we're going to prescribe you.
What does that mean,
you.
It's bad back there? They saw you a week ago.
It's bad because now.
What could have happened in a week?
My top tooth is slamming into the bottom gums, and it's creating an infection. It's making them swollen, and I have an infection. This is why I'm swollen.
But they did
here.
A root canal. They didn't even remove anything. What the fuck?
Yeah, a root canal on this side. This side isn't as swollen, but this side
so
is more
swollen. So because this side got swollen, that the other side, it's because the swelling on one side that the other side fucked up?
this side didn't fuck up, but it just hurts.
No, I'm saying because of the swelling on that side,
yeah.
That's why the other side fucked up.
No, because of
he's
the
like
eating.
An old house. You know, like an old house, if you like open you up the walls to fix the pipes, you see that the
there's a dead rat.
Electricity is all the electric's fucked up. There's a dead rat.
That's what happened. Plus, yesterday he found out that he ate raccoon semen. And what, he where? Lost.
No, Guido ate raccoon semen. I didn't touch the soup.
What? At he lost his fucking.
Why are you guys
mind.
Ordering raccoon semen?
I didn't touch the soup at Tim Hortons.
He ate raccoon meat and okay. pigeon shit.
Yeah.
What? Where? Why?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
He lost his mind though.
And so anyway, so I was like, yeah, it's really bad. I got to prescribe you anti-inflammatories.
So you were telling this to the dentist?
Yeah, now I went to the dentist.
Okay.
And he took me like right
so
away.
So you prescribed something for him in exchange and he'd prescribe something
what?
For you?
Because you just said that you prescribed anti-inflammatory to
no, the No, he dentist. Prescribed.
Okay.
Because you're just a dentist like, yo, can you give that flamer some anti-inflammatory stuff?
So then he's like, here's your prescription for the anti-inflammatory.
Was
and,
it
and,
just
and,
Advil?
And antibacterial. No, it's okay. Some specific shit. I got to take it 3 days. Sorry, because it's bad.
And so it hurts right now.
It hurts. I'm in severe pain at this very moment. But I'm a trooper. I came to do the podcast. And then he goes, okay, and then I'm going to give you a strong ibuprofen. Regular Advil isn't going to cut it. And then now I'm going to give you
force tranquilizers.
Percocets. Yeah. So
oh,
you
shit.
Can only take Percs at night. Do not drive, he goes, because he looks at me. He goes, because I know you're going to want to drive. He goes, don't drive. Don't
How does
drive.
He know that you're a degenerate?
You're going to let on. This guy call you a fag?
Yeah, bro, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You go out there.
Fuck him, drive.
So I'm like,
live your best life.
Drive tonight, but like have fun. Go and take videos of you driving on Percs.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
Tomorrow go with the video and be like, who's the fag now, doctor?
Well, to be fair, I also asked, can I drive?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That makes him less of an asshole. Yeah, can I drive? I'm high. The guy's like, Jesus Christ. What's so, the hot pizza eating situation like? What can I do?
So anyway, so I went to go get all the shit and now I have it. And
after you got all the pills, did you go right away and buy hot soup?
No.
What was the soup situation?
No, I can't even eat, dude. I can't even eat, bro.
But soup. Soup eats...
For the record, it's better that you can't eat. Because when he was able to eat, all he decided to eat last week was pigeon shit and rat cum or whatever the fuck, rat meat.
So but I just want to come back to the pizza thing. Like, the pizza burnt you, but even if it didn't, that's fucking hard. Like, pizza's very chewy.
Yeah.
Like, if you just got out of...
how hard surgery? Are you biting down on fucking pizza?
Well, because I'm not used to eating on the right side of my mouth. I'm always eating on the left.
He's a hardcore leftist.
And the thing is, because like... I was worried about biting onto the left side because, you know, I just had a root canal. So I was eating like a retard also. I was like, you know, so I guess all the heat went to like one spot. And
his girlfriend's sitting down watching him eating. And she's like, oh, fuck, I made some mistakes.
Good news is I'm not pregnant.
Bro, drinking water is painful. And yeah. So that was it.
Yeah, so what's with the eating raccoon cum?
Yeah, what's the
so,
new dialogue?
So we landed on the Tim Hortons official website yesterday during the intellectuals, and we found out most of our processed foods have either raccoon meat and pigeon shit.
Maple Leaf Foods was the funniest
thing. Yeah, Maple Leaf Foods said this, and the soups at Tim Hortons have raccoon semen, traces of it. So,
like every once in a while, and not like that's not in the ingredients.
Well, look, it's not in the ingredients, but they've detected raccoon semen in the fucking soup, bro. You know, so I had a complete meltdown because
also he was bragging about that's what he's got. Go there, bro. I got my wrap, and his club is built or whatever. So we just went to the site and picked his sandwich, and it said that there's bird feces and rat semen, and he fought. You understand? He lost his fucking mind. Yeah. He started screaming at the top of his lungs. And then he couldn't stand. So then he wanted to see other stuff. And then every time we'd look at a website for hot dogs, he's like, I don't eat raccoons. Every website that talked about foods you should avoid was hot dogs. Yeah. And they all, some of them said because some people get sick from raccoon meat. And he, you know, his face like, we're eating raccoons. Ah!
Yeah, so I had a complete meltdown yesterday. And the meltdown didn't help with the pain in my mouth. So.
Okay.
And then you went right away and ordered a BLT?
Nah, bro. I went home, bro. I was like, I can't.
Would you eat this. A BLT again now?
I can't. Knowing that there's pigeon shit, there's no way. I may as well scoop the shit off of the roof of my car and shove it in my mouth.
For free.
Are you still going to drink Tim Hortons coffee, though?
Yeah, coffee's a different story. We're good. It's
didn't say anything about the coffee.
Yeah.
So a restaurant that serves feces in the soup, you're like, coffee's good. It's different water.
But he did raise a good point yesterday that made me die of laughter. He's like, how do you get pigeon shit in the food? Like, is it an effort? Is it an ingredient? Yeah. He was just losing his mind. Yeah. He's like, how? How you have to
work? But it has to be like one time, because they like, if like there's dirt everywhere. Like any restaurant you go to, there's gonna be insects and there's gonna be.
But the raccoon semen is very suspicious.
The semen I don't get.
Look, and it's only in their soups. Which is another suspicious part. Anyways, I was expecting, you know what I was expecting? I was expecting like maybe like ant legs, like traces of like ants or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like some creepy crawlers, you know, you can't fucking find them.
Yeah.
They get through the fucking holes or whatever the fuck, you know? I was expecting that kind of shit. But pigeon shit, bro, like that's impressive, bro.
I don't know what made him more upset. Was it the pigeon shit or the raccoon cum? Because he was kind of like 50-50. He was angry about both.
Well, raccoon cum, I don't think I've consumed because I never had their soup at Tim Hortons. But raccoon meat I've consumed because I've had hot dogs in my life. So, which is fucking insane. I'm no better than the fucking...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean... Like, it's not every hot dog that has raccoon cum.
Only the good ones.
Yeah, but mathematically speaking, I've probably consumed raccoon meat with the amount of hot dogs I've had in my life.
Look at the size of this man. He's consumed a
even,
lot
of... Even if there's 0.1 hot dog, even if it's in like 0.1%,
percentages. Even if there's 0.1,
yeah. Even if there was in 0.1 of the hot dogs, 0.1
hot dogs.
I had 100% of those.
You feel me, dog?
So this week has been terrifying for you.
Yeah.
Your teeth, the infection,
yeah.
The semen, the shit, the meat. Your whole world has been turned upside down.
Yes, it has.
God damn.
So what are you going to do about the tooth?
Well, I'm taking antibiotics.
The wisdom teeth.
Two wisdom teeth.
Oh, I'm going to take them out, but what I'm going to do first is I'm going to...
Yourself?
No. I'm going to go to the dentist. So, but what I'm going to do first is I'm going to do the crown first on my root canal tooth. I'm going to take care of that. Once it's healed properly, then I'll go remove them.
Do you want me to try to take out the wisdom teeth?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Because I have a trick.
It's okay.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Because I could if you want. But the only thing is I don't have anything to freeze it, so you have to keep a Percocet just so you could take one.
Yeah, no.
Or a gel.
Or a gel, a Percocet. And what I do is I clean them, obviously disinfect, but pliers.
Yeah.
And then it's slowly. Jerk it around, slowly jerking around. I could pull it out.
No, because they're deep in. They got to go and they got to saw the tooth. And
oh,
they
really?
Gotta drill. Yeah. They got to break it into four and then they yank it out.
What the fuck's up with this dentist that he has to break stuff up into four and six every
four
time?
Four holes, three holes. Yeah, it's very suspicious.
What? Oh, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Dentists always creep me out. Because imagine, no sane human being ever was like, yeah, you know what? I want to work in people's mouths, bro. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a job that there's the most suicides.
Really?
Yeah.
No
the
way.
The biggest number of suicides is...
I thought it was trans influencers.
No, it's it's dentists. Yeah,
that's per capita though.
Yeah, per capita. Wrong. Really, dentists,
which always seemed weird to me because they make like a shit ton of money,
but
and they don't seem like they work hard, but it's always like the technician that does all the work, like the nurse. I don't know what you call her, but she does all the work, and then the dentist just comes in just to make sure everything's good.
So you know what I think it is? I think it might be that because they make a lot of money, they're supposed to be called doctors, but they're not really respected.
Yeah, like people are like, oh, doctor.
All right, dentist.
Okay, yeah. Dentist.
So they can't flex. So I think that's what might fuck. It's like if you're like a big ethnic comedian.
Yeah.
You're like, I make all this money. But like, you're not a comic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like every comic at JFL this summer, everyone was like, yeah, you're a TikTok comic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like TikTok comics, all that. So it's like you want to be like something.
The dentist is a TikTok comic
of doctors. Yeah, you would take a psychiatrist more seriously than a dentist. Be like, I'm a shrink. I'd be like, all right, tell me more. What's your family life like?
Yeah.
You know, you try to fucking shrink them. A dentist, like, I'm a dentist. You're like, good for you, bro.
He's the veterinarian of the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more respect for the vets.
The vets, they're technically doctors too.
Yeah, but I respect that. But the dentists are very important. Like, because the dentist, if you go to the dentist, especially if you have a problem, it's like you want it, like right now you're paying, you want to get rid of it. Yeah. So they're awesome, but for some reason, I don't know what it is, we just don't see them.
And a lot of the like health problems come from the mouth.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know what it is. It's because here they're over, because the amount of price you have to pay, you automatically hate the dentist.
Yes.
Already it's scary, they're in your mouth, and then they're like, we did a cleaning and we did this, that'll be $5,600.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people are like, fuck this asshole.
Yeah.
And whereas like here, doctors are free.
Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. We're like,
this guy's a great guy.
He's a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a hero. He saved my life for nothing.
Yeah.
And that fucking asshole.
That's what it is. Yeah. We just, even though they both get paid.
Yeah, I know.
Dentists charge more. But dentists, you're probably bawling. Mm. A good dentist.
They are bawling. They are.
You followed him home.
No. But I've heard stories. Like, a good dentist, they making
what
money.
What stories have you
heard? Oh, no, just friends, family, friends.
Yeah, what's the story?
Yeah, what's the
story? Oh, just they make a lot of fucking money.
That's not a story.
That's not a story. That's more your family stalking. Yeah. Poor fucking dentist.
This guy makes money. How do you know? So I made Chick-fil-A twice. Twice this week. Once was a Sunday. How'd they open Sunday for him? It's a rich man, this dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, so now he's on a steady. So you're no longer eating raccoon meat?
Obviously the fuck not.
You're saying obviously the fuck not,
obviously.
But you were going hard for years.
You're burning your mouth. So
yeah, we can't tell.
We don't trust your judgment anymore.
Yeah.
It's done, finally. Wow. So you're going to cut hot dogs out of your diet completely?
Well, they were never really in my diet.
BLTs, you're cutting them out of your diet?
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
This is
amazing.
There's BLTs, literally pigeon shit.
BLTs, you can have BLTs. I didn't even know they made BLTs.
Well, from Tim Hortons. From Tim Hortons.
The B stands for bird shit.
Yeah. Because Tim Hortons BLT must be fucking garbage.
It's not bad. It's the turkey club. The turkey club.
It's the turkey club.
It's not bad anymore.
Shit of source over here.
It's a turkey. Fuck, bro. BLT is a turkey club. There's no turkey in a BLT.
No, because it's a turkey
and
club.
And there's no...
They make a BLT and they add turkey.
Okay. Because we checked all the sandwiches. They all contain... rat cum raccoon cum and pigeon shit.
No, so the all the sandwiches is pigeon shit, and the soups and the chili is raccoon cum. That's
what
why Guido was freaking out.
What
also.
What website did you find this?
Tim Hortons.
Raccoonshit.com.
So Tim Hortons has
a disclaimer.
They have
a
disclaimer, by the way.
No, the funniest is by the way, like we support the LGBTQ community.
Oh, did
randomly
they have that?
In the ingredients.
Yeah.
Fuck. I would rather a restaurant not support gay people and me not eating pigeon shit.
I like to throw in the gays under the bus. Like, if you have a problem with pigeon shit, blame the gays. And the gays are like, we don't eat pigeon shit.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Oh, he's out of it a bit. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Thank you for being here, Poseidon.
No problem.
But is this still painful right now?
Yes, it is.
You haven't taken any drugs?
I've taken ibuprofen. I haven't taken perks yet.
You're waiting to get home.
You got to take the perks.
Yeah.
Are you
going to
snort them or inject them?
I'm gonna swallow it.
Okay.
Mike, on the way here, got to witness a beautiful event. A cyclist that was run over.
Nice!
Cyclists get hit by a car, and the driver sped off.
Oh, that's amazing!
He didn't even stop. He hit her, like it was at, I was cross the street, and a cyclist crossed pretty much the same time I did. Like, if he didn't hit her, he was going to hit me.
Oh,
so
she saved
my life.
God damn.
So
Hero cyclist.
He hits her.
Hard?
Hard enough for her to fall. And then he brakes.
Wait, did he cross a red light or did she?
They both kind of did.
Oh.
Like, he it was red when he was on, but it wasn't the little white man lit.
Okay.
So no one was supposed to be crossing. So they were both to blame.
At fault, okay.
But he was going really fast because he was like, oh, shit, it's yellow. So he fucking floored it.
And she said, I can't wait for it to turn green.
Yeah, yeah. And then she fell over. And then the lady next to me was freaking out. And I crossed the street first because I was like, fuck, I got to be here on time. So
yeah, you got a podcast to do.
I crossed the street and then I'm like, wait, did that guy just drove off? And the lady freaking out just yelled but did nothing. So then
there's a woman on the floor who got hit by the bike and crossed and there's a woman yelling, ah!
Yeah, a lady going, oh my God, oh my God. But she's not
That's
doing
helpful.
Anything.
That's
so helpful. Then the girl on the bike got back on the bike, crossed, like sort of, you know, fucking stumbled over the side. And then I went over to her and I was like, are you okay? And then she was like, yeah, I'm good. And I was like, I don't know if she's like, I didn't know if she was homeless or stoned or just like fucked up because she just got hit by a car. Cause she
that'll
was,
fuck you up.
Yeah, yeah. Because she was all like, she looked drowsy, but I think getting hit by a car makes you a little drowsy.
It's funny that you're not a doctor, but you go there, you're like, yeah, can't tell you a joke. Will that make you feel any better, man? That's all I can offer you.
But yeah, I felt bad for her. But she, like, physically, she was good.
She was just humiliated.
Yeah, she was just humiliated.
Yeah, humiliation, people don't realize, could be worse than physical injuries many times.
Underestimated.
Yeah. Humiliation is the reason why people don't do. So, you know, they say that people's biggest fear in North America is public speaking. That's just a generalization. The reason why is because people's biggest fear is public humiliation.
Yeah.
That's the real fear. It's not the public speaking.
Yeah.
It's you getting humiliated.
I'm so nervous about killing and having everyone give me a standing ovation telling me how amazing I am.
Yeah, it's the humiliation.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, speaking of humiliation, I went down this weird rabbit hole.
I love this.
Today. At first, it was about that actress that was married to Liam Neeson that died, you know, and she fell going down the hill skiing in Mont-Tremblant.
What?
Yeah.
Is that why he went and killed all those black guys, or he wanted to beat up black guys?
No, it wasn't because of that. But it was the same lady.
Oh shit!
But so then, like, I'm reading about her, and then I'm reading about like Liam Neeson's in the article, and then there's like in the comments, it's like, do you ever see how Liam Neeson, all of his pictures online, it's him peeing himself, and I'm like, what? And then I see in the comments, people are like, yeah, Liam Neeson pees his pants a lot.
What?
And there are pictures of him. If you Google Liam Neeson pees pants, there are tons. Like,
no way.
There's at least 25 pictures of him in public with piss stains taking pictures with people.
What?
So I don't know if he has a really bad drinking problem. If he just, he had a prostate cancer and didn't tell anyone. And
maybe he can't control his bladder.
Maybe he can't control his bladder. But you figure if you can't control your bladder and you're super famous.
Diaper?
Wear a diaper. Or wear
and
dark
pants.
And
he's just chilling.
Wear dark pants.
Wait, maybe, because it happens to me sometimes where I spill something on me. Maybe it's water.
Nah, bro.
No, this guy is it's all piss.
All right.
So check this out. You see that? So he's just chilling, pissing
his pants.
Is that piss
or is that the style of his pants?
Nah, it's either that or he's coming
that's
in his pants
drop.
Out.
No,
yeah,
that's
nah, that's.
You think maybe it's just an excessive and premature ejaculator?
No, that one he looks drunk. The one with his eye is closed.
Yeah.
Like he seems drunk.
That either that or he went to the same dentist as Poseidon.
Yeah. That must be scary though. They should add that in his movies.
Well, the guy's just walking around. Is that Liam Neeson?
No, Pierce that's Brosnan. Pierce Brosnan.
Oh. Pierce Brosnan pissing himself too, or Pierce Brosnan in solidarity. He pulled an Adam Sandler.
That's funny.
He's pissed his pants.
Or maybe someone just, like, maybe Liam Neeson hired someone to Photoshop piss stains on Pierce Brosnan.
I'm not the only one.
Because if I was Liam Neeson, like, my enemy would be Pierce Brosnan. Because he's the more handsome version.
Wait, guys, there's no way this is possible. It's too often. And why is Pierce Brosnan getting pissed on his pants?
And why is he acting like nothing happened?
That's what's shocking to me.
He's just chilling, talking to some random dude.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just very clumsy and he keeps pissing himself.
Yeah.
So he keeps pissing himself.
That's impressive. Did he piss himself?
How often have you pissed yourself, Poseidon? As an adult?
Never.
Like that one, see, that looks like a
drink.
No, but it looks almost like, oh, I have to pee. I got to pee. There's a little squirt that came out.
Yeah. It's a big squirt.
But that's a big squirt, yeah.
And it's too often. Like there's so many photos of him just pissing himself. Oh, nice wearing black. Smart. Oh, fuck, he's pissed again? Is that with those random Slovakians?
Yeah.
And he seems young there.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's been pissing himself for years.
Yeah, he's old school.
Is it possible?
Do you think it's a running gag of his?
So hold on a second. Maybe. Is it possible? You know how some people, they pick their nose and eat it, and that's their whole life. They're just going to keep eating their nose, okay? Do you think there's any realm of possibility that him, he's like, there's nothing wrong, it's my pee. And he pissed himself, he's like, it's going to dry.
Maybe.
Possible. Either that or it's a running gag. He's like, haha, there's going to be like a ton of pictures of me pissing my pants. And just
I don't think anybody wants that. He's supposed to be an action star.
No. Yeah.
Anything's possible, bro.
It's hard to pick up chicks.
But that's scary. Like, If you kidnap a guy's daughter, and he says he's gonna get you,
and he pisses himself,
and you find out he's always peeing his pants, that's even scarier.
I'd be less scared. Like, bro, you can't even find a bathroom.
Yeah,
I'll be fine.
Well, no, actually, it's scarier because he won't even stop to piss. He's committed.
A guy just shows up with pissy shit in his pants. Like, I found you.
A guy that wants to kill you that has shit in his pants is way scarier than a guy wearing like a nice suit.
You're onto something. Yeah. He shows up all shit pants.
Yeah, he's shit pants.
You smell me like, what is that smell? He's like, the smell of revenge.
He's not even, he is so determined to murder you that not even the discomfort of shitting himself is phasing him. He's that like, is scary.
Remember a couple of years ago, there was a crazy lady that left, I think it was Florida, that she was flying to Houston.
Pauline Marois.
She was like a fake a fake astronaut, or she was an astronaut.
I don't know about this.
And she wanted to kill her husband that was an astronaut. So she put on like diapers and she left Florida, drove to Houston, which is I think like a 30-hour drive. Only stopped for gas, didn't stop to piss or shit. So she just pissed and shit her pants all the way to Houston.
God damn.
Before she either murdered him or tried to murder him. But you know how fucking scary that is? Like a bitch, it won't even, like, she wants to murder you so bad that she has to kill you by 11 in the morning. Like 11:38 is too late.
That is fucking
insane. Yeah, that's scariest. That's the scariest thing in the world.
What did he do?
I don't know. I think he made fun of her for shitting her pants all the time.
It was her husband?
No, I don't know. Google a crazy astronaut lady. Google, yeah, I think astronaut lady.
Oh, fuck, it comes up. Lisa Novak.
Okay.
Novak.
Okay, let's pull this shit up, boys.
So she's not an astronaut, because that looks real.
Lisa Marie Novak is an American astronautical engineer, convicted criminal, and former NASA astronaut and United States Navy officer. Novak served, but what did she do, though? Yeah.
So Google Lisa Novak.
Maybe.
Astronaut love triangle. Oh, you were there.
You went down, a love affair turns to insane.
Well, that's a video.
Is this it?
NASA astronaut
kidnapping
love
plot
turns to insane kidnapping.
Which one did I click on? This one?
Yes, we could read it.
As soon
as
you do anything and there's a word insane, all caps.
It was amazing.
You know it's bad.
Astronaut love triangle. Lisa Novak is finally at peace. 15 years after attacking her romantic rival. Yo. Oh, shit, go down? Let's see. It's quite a life. Keep going.
No, Novak. See, Novak drove 900 miles from Houston to Orlando in her car. She had a trench coat, black wig, pepper spray, BB gun, rape, trash bags, an 8-inch knife, and
rope.
Oh yeah. I was like, how is she carrying rape?
Right up here in her mind.
So she did Houston to Orlando, not Orlando to Houston.
She had space diapers. Eyes, look, in a detail that captured the public's attention. But hi, bro,
sorry.
Police reports claim that she had space diapers with her, so she wouldn't have to stop for bathroom breaks. Bro, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was wearing a black wig, a trench coat when she approached. Oh, Colleen Shipman in the parking lot. Of
Imagine
Orlando
the
Airport.
One shitting her pants isn't called Shipman.
Yeah.
You figure Shipman's.
She sprayed her with pepper spray and tried to get in the car. Go down. Let's see what else happened. Shipman fled the scene, shaken but unhurt. Police arrested. Oh, so she drove all that shit in her pants and she didn't even manage to
murder.
Or not even hit her. She put pepper spray in the chick's like, she get in the car. She's like, I'm leaving. Useless.
But that's wifey material.
Hey, she's not bad there.
She's committed. That's a...
The aftermath.
That's a woman that's
the bizarre attack,
bro.
Plunged Ophelian and Shipman's new relationship into an unwelcome national spot. Okay, so a guy that she wanted was with this chick. It caused consequences for their careers and turned them into a punchline at late-night talk shows. The couple eventually got married. Shipman, Ophelian, spoke out to People in 2016 in the only interview she has ever given. She said, after the attack, I thought, I'm going to be okay. But it never was okay after that. Her whole life was ruined because of humiliation. And not... We're talking about the woman that got pepper sprayed was humiliated.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
She wasn't, though. That's a fucking drama queen. Like, saying, I was humiliated. No, you weren't. That fucking crazy lady was humiliated.
It doesn't make sense in my head. Like, you're going to apply for a job. Like, wait a second. Are you the woman?
Are you the victim?
You're the victim that got pepper sprayed.
Yeah. That dumb bitch that almost got murdered. Hey, look at this dumb bitch. She almost got murdered. Stupid bitch got away.
Look at quarter rape over here. It's crazy. Rape.
Yeah, she got away. People should be like, God damn. That's amazing. You're really good at escaping.
Yeah, she pepper sprayed you. Like, I'm not getting the car. Bitch, you ain't raping me today. And people, so it is stupid.
Yeah.
That guy must feel bad because
he can't leave her.
Like, and if he was dating the fucking nut job and her, you know, like, I've never had an ex-girlfriend do something so crazy that you're like, what the fuck? But that girl, like, if I was with someone, like, let's say, like, Marie, my ex-wife, if I found out that she drove to my house and she was shitting her pants because she didn't want to stop for bathroom break, I'd be like, how the fuck did I live with this fucking insane bitch?
Yeah, you'd question everything.
I'd question everything for the rest of my life. I'd be like, what?
How could she keep this secret? How could I never notice?
And how am I this bad at judging people?
Yeah.
That I thought that she was a nice lady, and meanwhile, she was just shitting all over the place.
But what I think happens is these people
lose their mind.
Yeah, I think they change. Like something, you know, like that. What's that fucking movie with Michael Douglas?
Yeah, Breaking.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where he just loses his shit, he just breaks. Society, everything's going wrong for him. I think that's what it is. I think it takes a breaking point, and then you're done. You just give up. What was that movie again? It was a good movie.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah. Is it Walking Tall? No.
Something similar.
I want to say Breaking Bad, but it's
Unlocked, Ant-Man, Haywire.
Yeah, it's Ant-Man.
Las Vegas, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps.
It's Ant-Man.
Beyond the Reason.
No, keep going.
The Game, no. A Perfect Murder, no. Traffic, Don't Say a Word. Sentinel.
We'll get to it. God damn it. You don't have to read them all.
Disclosure, Falling Down. Look
Falling
at the
Down.
One.
Falling Down.
There
That's
you go.
It. Yeah. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
You ever see that, Poseidon?
No.
Oh my God, something's happening.
Yeah, it's just a cold, I think.
I hope it doesn't get us all sick. Go wash your hands.
No, because...
I like that you're like, what did they say? Did they say... sneeze in your elbow, or did they say just wipe it on everything?
Yeah. Now he's just holding his hand.
Yeah, and he's
okay. I'm gonna go watch.
And he's getting our drinks. God damn.
By the way, I have a breaking story for you guys.
Oh,
that happened. You know the Porsche dealership?
Yeah.
On the 40, right at the entrance. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Cremazie.
Yeah. Oh fuck, it's hard to swallow.
A robbery?
How am I gonna do my job now?
They stole a Porsche.
No. They had an event, a car show, a car meet, as you say.
I've never said that.
Huh? No. Whatever. And you fucking bastard. And there was a guy in an M4.
What is an M4, please?
A BMW M4.
Is that like an SUV or a sports car?
It's a sports car, okay. Two-door sports car. Very powerful engine.
I only know about real cars. So I don't know anything about Porsche.
No, it's BMW.
Oh,
Porsches are real cars, bro. They're legendary.
Both garbage.
Oh, my God.
They're German, right?
Oh, I see where you're going.
I'm like
this.
You, I don't support the Nazis, but go on. Fucking douchebag.
Look, it's only like the Beetle. You only got to avoid the Volkswagen Beetle and you're good.
I like the Jewish cars, bro.
What kind of cars are those?
The Palestinian rock tosser.
So then some dude leaving the meet obviously doesn't know how to handle the power of his car, and he bamboozled someone. He ran somebody over.
Hold on.
At the event, he was leaving, and then he accelerated and tried to do like a cool move, lost control, and then hit someone, and the person went flying. And there's video of it.
Oh, shit. Let's see the video.
Did the person die or no?
Critical condition.
Fuck, that's not good at all. Yeah, this is very sad.
Yeah.
But still alive, still alive.
Yeah,
for now, but that's critical.
With that.
You're supposed to lead with that.
No, he's okay. And then we laugh, and then we don't feel bad that the guy might be dead by now.
I don't like critical condition. That scares me.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, there's no video of it?
There is.
Okay, let me see. This idiot? No.
What the? Jesus.
Bro, the guy just went flying.
Holy shit. Wait, which guy's? Wait, I think he hit two people.
Oh. No, he almost hit a second person. So the guy went flying.
No, it's just the guy. He was like playing pool, and the first guy hit the second guy.
Yeah, something like that.
But he didn't call that.
Wait, so there's only one guy there, right? Standing there, the guy in black? Go back?
Yeah.
Can you lower the speed if you go to the...
By half?
Yeah.
This fucking mouse.
Or even less, actually, because it's going to hit him fast. You see, there's another person.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think the other person's the one that got hurt.
Yeah, the other person fucking got
smashed between the pole and the thing.
Yeah, the.
So there's two people.
That's what I'm saying.
The guy in black is critical condition. The guy in white was.
Lower it one more. Like, speed. Speed down. That's what I was saying. Because I noticed it the first time. I was like, isn't there another. It looks like they're wearing pajamas. Look. You see that?
Oh!
That person's dead, bro.
I didn't even notice. Apparently, that's a chick. Okay, because people were saying a woman and a man, but I was like,
That's what I'm saying. That's the one that looked bad to me. The black, you know, you got knocked. It's kind of like the bike thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so he ran over the broad, too. Shit.
Oh, that's not funny at all. And then look, that guy gets hit by the pole, too. Insult to injury. Yeah.
And what a stupid color for a car. I hate these guys that have nice cars.
By the way,
you get a shitty color.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing, but it's just because I'm playing in slow-mo, but the audio of the slow-mo is in slow-mo too, and it's hilarious.
What is it saying?
Whoa!
Fuck! Yeah. Bro, this is not good.
Yeah. And how did that guy lose control?
Like there's nothing. Go back.
Yeah, look at that.
He went straight.
I think this is attempted murder.
Dummy fucking...
Nah, I think this is attempted murder.
I what is he trying to do? I think he wanted to like do a U-turn, like slide type of thing.
Yeah.
But why would you want to slide when there's tons of people on the side of the road?
Because he's retarded.
Oh, yeah,
think he wanted to kill those people. I think he's a very good driver.
You think this is attempted
murder?
And he
wanted to kill those people.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's so good. He made it look like an accident.
Yeah. He's a fucking brilliant.
That is insane though. Like you're driving straight for fucking 14 meters. How do you do that? What a dummy. That's manslaughter, no?
You know what's crazy is this car is all-wheel drive and it's got so much tech in it.
It doesn't make sense. That's
In order to lose control of this car, you really have to be retarded.
Yeah. But you're looking at it. I don't understand how he lost control. But wait, just a question. That's manslaughter, right?
Yep. Or attempted. If they die, it's manslaughter.
No, if it's attempted, then it's murder. If you're attempting, then it's murder. You're attempting murder.
Sorry, not attempted.
Manslaughter is if it's
yeah,
it's
you
an
don't attempt manslaughter.
But there's something before manslaughter, not attempted. What's the word I'm looking for?
No, there's manslaughter.
Yeah.
And then there's murder. There's attempted murder.
Yeah.
That's when you're not good at your job.
Mm. Okay.
I think, because this looks like a manslaughter.
Yeah, it's a manslaughter. If the person is dead.
Yeah. If not, it's...
causing bodily harm or whatever. Yeah. Reckless endangerment and all that shit. Right? Yeah,
that's definitely a reckless endangerment.
Yeah, that's like you can never drive again type of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're taking his license for
they should, bro.
Time.
Lose your privilege.
He should never be allowed to drive again.
Yeah.
Imagine if... fuck, that's...
Get why they wrote, though, at the Montreal Porsche today. Because that's not at the Montreal Porsche. It's in the street.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's at the Porsche dealership.
It's in the street. It's in the street. The dealership is behind him.
Oh, he was leaving the dealership, yeah.
But he had left a while ago.
Yeah, did
go back.
Oh, no, this is, oh, wait, this wait, is still...
You can't even see
no,
the
No, this
dealership.
Is still the dealership up until here.
Hold on. Can you read what it says on the description, see if it gives any... Read it. I'm going to see if I find anything online.
Hold on, let me... At the Montreal Porsche today, BMW driver loses control of his vehicle after wanting to make his show-off, causing two injuries. A 19-year-old woman who was on the sidewalk and a 23-year-old man. The lamppost then fell to the ground on the man who was injured in the upper body. The two pedestrians were transported to a hospital center in critical condition. The driver will be entered by the police, and a safety period has been put in place. Be careful.
Be careful.
The male victim is Nick Beauchemin, who was likely working at the event. Ah, come on,
nah,
brother.
Nah, bro.
Poor kid's working. Well, what about the chick? Was she... just walking by? She working there?
Let's see. Our thoughts are with them. Several people. Oh, the female victim was identified as Hannah Cuillerier. According to the... a request for comment report. But it doesn't say if she's doing well or not. She looked like she got the brunt of it. But maybe it's the other way around. That guy didn't look so good, too. He didn't get up. That's fucking... That's crazy, bro. Fuck this person.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not saying it's excusable that he's a kid, but that's the problem when you're young.
He was 28, the driver, I think.
Oh, no? The driver's Keith Joseph Stefan, 28, of Laval. Fucking Laval is what
I'm telling you, bro. It's always these Lavalers, bro.
And then
they get
mad. Yeah, dangerous. He's two counts of dangerous driving causing bodily harm. Yeah, unless they die, then it's manslaughter.
God damn it.
That's fucking crazy. Jesus Christ.
I just want to
thank you for bringing some positive notes.
I just want to bring it up because it's close to home. So.
You mean physically?
No, like in general, like in, we live in Montreal. This happened in Montreal.
So physically, it's close to home.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Not physically, but in general.
Okay.
I'm unwell.
It's close to home, dog. Yeah.
I'm unwell.
So that's literally what happened? No, in general, that's what happened.
No, not spiritually. Spiritually, it's what happened. Yo, so we're prepping soon. The finals of the PFL are and
yeah.
Olivier Aubin-Mercier will be defending finally because it's the finals. His championship, he could be double champ, two belts. I'm very excited.
Yeah. I found out why. You know how I've been bitching that the PFL isn't doing its job to bring a main event to Montreal?
How come?
It's because of the fighting commission. Because they allow MMA if it's in an octagon. But the PFL, since it's in a smart cage, so it's not the shape of an octagon, they say, no, they're not allowed. They'd have to do it in an octagon. But the PFL says our cage isn't an octagon. And the Quebec Fighting Commission or Gaming Commission, whatever, they're like, no, that's not safe.
What?
That's kind of gay.
Yeah.
That's not safe if it's not. Mike, this shows
how stupid
the bureaucracy of communism. How stupid it is. Well, no, here it says this. Guys, we're not talking about one has a cage and the other one is a cage made of like fire surrounding it.
Yeah.
It's this. Oh, it's.
You know what it is, though? It's probably like.
It's big cage. It's big octagon.
No, but people. Because at first I was like, it can't be the UFC that's putting pressure. But it's probably boxing. Because you know how Montreal has a lot of boxing? So they probably don't, and now they're happy that the UFC isn't coming here anymore since like GSP isn't there.
Yeah.
So they probably don't want the PFL here either, so they can keep all the fight money.
I hate these fucking
these
idiots. They could keep all the fight money. Like someone's gonna be like, I could only watch boxing.
Yeah.
I can't watch two. It doesn't change anything.
No.
Oh, that's a good reason though. It's not up to them. Like they would have done it.
Yeah, I was angry. Like I saw Olivier, and I was like, "Your fucking stupid bosses are." And I was talking shit about them, and he was like, "No, it's not them." So I gave him an idea, and I think that would work. You know how the Legault likes sports? Like he's really into sporting.
Yeah.
So I told Olivier, I said, after you win, you should ask to meet him, just so he can. Because he's going to be excited. He's going to take a picture with you. Yeah. He's going to congratulate you. And then people are going to put pressure on him to, hey, why isn't the PFL coming to Montreal? So he's probably going to get his people to put pressure on the fighting commission.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But then it'll be too late.
No, because I think Olivier, like the way, I think what he's going to do or what he should do is this will be his last fight. As far as seasons go, and he's might not going to go back to the UFC, but I think he would do a super fight.
Oh, that would be Montreal. Amazing.
Yeah. Like, if he could do a super fight at the Bell Center, he'd definitely do it, I think. Because he could make, like, a serious amount of money.
Yeah, one night.
Yeah, one night for, like, $1 million.
Fuck.
He'd definitely do that.
Yeah, why not?
I think.
And he could imagine him versus, like, a Nate Diaz.
Mm.
Yeah.
That'd be a good fight.
Yeah.
You don't even know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
They're both like these tanks.
Yeah, Nate Diaz is a fucking animal, bro. He just takes punches.
You saw what happened to Adesanya over the weekend?
Yeah.
No one expected that, but
this
Sean Strickland guy?
Oh, he's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. I didn't know I had a show that night, and then after the show, I was talking to my girlfriend, I was talking to Michelle, about, because I'd seen a bunch of promo videos of some white guy from South Africa.
Me too. I thought he was fighting some South African guy.
Calling him out, saying that you're not African. So then I was saying, oh, fucking Adesanya is going to kill this guy. This guy's saying he's not a real African, not a real African. And then when the guy won, when Strickland won, I was like, what the fuck? That African won?
That's a real African.
Then I hear him talking, and I'm like, that's a funny accent
for an African. He's like, America's the shit. Yeah. He's like, these fucking Muslims. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, and then when I Googled him, there's something I really liked about him in his wiki bio. It says that the way he got into fighting is he grew up around a violent father.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's a good way to learn how to fight if your dad is super violent.
He was defending himself from getting molested or beaten up, he said.
Jesus Christ, that's insane. I didn't know about the molesting. I thought the beating up thing was cool.
The molesting. Now he's way cooler. Yeah. Now he's so much cooler. Yeah, so cool. Yeah, he was asking, who did he say something to? It was an interview, and he said something like, oh, did your dad try to touch you? He had said something like, because like, oh, we're similar, some shit like that, I remember. But he says crazy shit.
Yeah.
He says crazy shit. He's like, I like the, what was he saying last night? He goes, we got to keep women, we got to get, after the fight, he said, we got to get women back in the kitchen. Yeah. We let them vote, and they fucked everything up.
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny.
And then you had the other fighter who kept calling the fans faggots. And in the same card, another one, this black guy, I forgot what he was, he's like, look at these fagots he started too. It's like, Dana White's like, god damn it, they're all listening to Two Drink Minimum. Like, oh, all these fucking fighters. We're bringing it back, baby.
Damn right, bro. Pendulum's swinging.
Yeah,
because
one, I was like, okay, one. Then a second guy, a random Brazilian or African guy just calling people fags. I was like, oh, that's a lot.
I think people just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's,
no
what, that's what I feel. Like. People started just, I don't care. It's all nonsense.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Everyone's just, you're tired of people bitching. You're like, I don't care. Bitch. Yeah. Call all your friends to bitch at me on Twitter. I don't care. I like that. I want people to be more like that.
Yeah.
I think if they're going to be like that, they're going to be less scared on social media. Because I still have those comics that tell me, I like your tweets, but I can't like them. Still.
That's gay.
To this fucking day. It's like, well, then that's stupid. Just like it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm saying crazy
shit. But then what's going to happen if they like it?
They're scared that someone used it against them. He's, you know, he's applying to be a member of this. He liked a tweet one time when Pantelis, I don't know, told the Turkish prime minister to go fuck himself. He's got no respect.
Can't
for politics.
You sue somebody? Huh? Let's say you're trying to apply, I don't know, for a job or whatever. Can't you, let's say it's a job, right? Let's say it's not.
Yeah, but you have to.
If it's a job, you got to prove that it's a.
Yeah, you have to prove. You're not already working there. You're trying to get a job. So you have to prove that the reason is because of they don't like your politics or because.
If with your mentality, like Trump could sue Americans that voted for Biden.
Yeah.
I get it.
Because of my fucking tweets, you fucking asshole.
No, but I saw these two Toronto broads. They were Indian, actually. And what happened was, so after any building built after 2018, there's no rent laws. It doesn't apply to those buildings built after, I think, April or May
what
of
mean
2018.
Rent laws? Oh, because they're new, there's no legacy. So you could just start a new rent.
For the rent
yeah,
increase.
Because it's not an increase, it's a brand new rent.
Yeah, so for the mortgage, this these two chicks, the guy comes, he's like, yo, so your
for
rent's
rent,
going.
You mean?
For, yeah, he goes to them, your rent's going from 2,500 to 3,500.
Did he say 100? Honey?
I'm just saying, like, I have a speech.
Oh, the two Indian girls were renters.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going from 2,500 to 3,500.
That's insane. That's lunatic shit.
And then they started complaining. It's like, yeah, you don't like it? 9,500.
9,500.
Yeah. So he upped it to 9,500.
They took that deal, obviously.
You're crazy. I raise you mental.
No, they were on the news and shit, and they were bitching. Yeah. Like, yo, what the fuck? And but
these
because
fucking dumb owners, so don't realize. When you do something crazy like that, of course they're going to talk about it on social media and it'll end up on the news.
Yeah, but also I wouldn't imagine wanting to do that to someone. Then once it gets out, no one's going to want to live there. I wouldn't trust someone. If I knew that he did that to you, why would I go move there? From one day to the next, he could fuck me over.
And now here's another thing. The government wasn't bothering you this entire time. Buildings built after 2018, after that certain date, you were good.
But now they're
going
to
you didn't have restrictions.
You.
Now they're going to come fuck you in the ass like everyone else.
But here's the thing. Either way, dude, there's not enough buildings. This is what I was looking at all weekend, why it's happening. You know, it's because we overdid it on... So Trudeau panicked because he's part of an organization that they say within like the next century, if we want to be competitive, Canada... our birth rate needs to match, and since it doesn't, people aren't having kids. He had two options. One was to
massive immigration.
Incentivize people to have kids. He didn't incentivize people to have kids. He's like, we'll just do mass immigration. And then Canada has strict laws. You have to have a certain quality of immigrant, right? Mm. The problem is our quality immigrants, we don't respect them. They come here and you're like, we don't actually recognize your degree. So we got in like 4,000 doctors. What does that mean? There's about 4,000 assembly workers coming in. Like, so it fucks everything up. And we haven't been building houses because of all the, and buildings because of all the laws. And this is another thing I found out, this I found out today. There's, in all the major cities, Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver, there's a whole thing where people complain. The people that complain that the rent's too high, which is most people living in the city, they go to demonstrations to complain the rent's too high. Then when they go, all right, we're going to build a building here to add, they go, whoa, fuck that shit. That's an eyesore. I don't want to be next to construction.
No way.
Yeah. So then the same people that complain that the rent's too high, then go and complain, we don't want a building there, build in the next neighborhood. Then the next neighborhood complains. So it's this whole vicious circle.
Oh, my God.
I was learning
bro.
About today. I go, we're a nation filled with idiots. We're just dumb people.
We deserve 100% of the
like
bullshit
Leo,
we're dealing with.
You know where Leo lives?
Yeah.
He was telling us
South Shore.
We dropped him off at his place, and He has a really nice building.
And he has and everything downstairs.
Yeah, right? And it's super expensive. But and he was like, we're like, and people buy these condos? And he goes, no, they're rentals. And he goes, and it's only 40% rented. So it's 60% empty. So and we're going through a period where there are no apartments available. So that means if 60% are available, he's paying a crazy amount.
Yeah.
That means it's way too expensive.
It's way too expensive. And the other thing, you know what it is? Apparently, we had an issue where a lot of Chinese nationals were buying places all across Canada, but they weren't living in them.
Yeah.
But that might change soon because China just got fucked over economically. Their biggest like real estate companies went under, and they're having trouble with their stock market. Their economy's kind of like teetering. So what they're doing is they're saying they're gonna impose a new rule, a new law, that all the Chinese nationals are not allowed to own property outside of China anymore. So they're gonna have to liquidate and bring their money back in.
And I think didn't Canada change the law that
they can't even buy anyway?
They can't buy here anyway.
But they had so many that were empty because they already owned them. And now the lodges in China, a lot of them are gonna sell.
Leo, in Leo's case, they weren't even sold.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, see, my building, a lot of them are empty, but they're all sold.
They're all sold. It's just single dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or people that are super rich that this is their third house.
It's fucking crazy. Mm.
Yeah. And apparently Airbnb has something to do with it as well, because there's over like 33,751 active Airbnb.
Which wouldn't be a problem if we were building buildings and houses, but we're not building.
Yeah.
And there's all these rules. I told you about the law in the major cities. Just in just to get the paperwork in order for them to start building, it could range anywhere from $150,000 to $350,000. So a lot of these companies that used to just build, they're like, well, we can't make our money, because if we're starting, normally we start at zero and then we had to build it, then we could sell it. But if we're starting at $350,000, what are we going to sell at? A million? No one's going to buy it. No one has money. So everything is backwards.
Government greed, bro.
Yeah, good. We totally fucked this country up. Anyways, it's not just us. They're all fucked up. Poseidon?
Yeah.
Anything you want to tell the people before we go?
Take care of your teeth. Take care of your teeth. Because if you fuck it up, it's painful.
And avoid fast food.
Avoid fast food, yes. Holy shit. If you don't want to eat fucking pigeon shit and raccoon cum in your soups, fucking... Oof. Watch Intellectuals this Thursday. I have a whole meltdown about it.
Mike can be found online, mikeward.ca. Also, sign up to his Patreon, patreon.com/SousaGood. It is the home of the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. That is Mike Ward, Sous Écoute, award winning. You can catch the entire back catalog of episodes, buy tickets for live events, and watch live on the Patreon, patreon.com/SousaGood. Mine is patreon.com/Pantelis. The Intellectuals are on there. We have a new show starting on the channel soon, a lady show. Michelle Forrest is starting her podcast on the channel too, because I feel like there's not enough ladies on the channel. So we have her starting that. And that's it. Go fuck yourselves.